Dr. Andy Hatton. And Andy, thanks very much for dropping by today. I appreciate it.
Oh, good morning, Chris. Thank you so much.
Things are starting to get real busy for you, I would imagine, because as we were saying, I think it's less than a month now before the kids will be back in class.
Oh, yes. Just a few weeks away.
Yeah. So you come from Upper Arlington. What has been the biggest difference between there and here? I mean, what has been the biggest transition for you?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me here today. And I want to thank CCH for helping with Stuff the Bus, WFIM for promoting this, and McDonald's for letting us put this on.
Yeah.
We have so many students that are in need, and this is just a great event. I'm just very humbled to be here. So in terms of differences, I mean, public education is just this amazing calling that I've been so blessed to be a part of for over 25 years. And I don't know if it's necessarily differences, but what I have felt since the moment I got here is the family-centered community, the welcome has been incredible, and the team in Findlay City Schools, everyone I meet, from transportation to operations, school counselors, teachers, administrators, everyone just loves what they do and loves these kids.
So what, as you are sort of getting started in this role, and you are officially not even on the job yet until what, Tuesday?
August 1st,
yeah,
that's right.
So Tuesday is when you will officially be taking over as superintendent. What are your first impressions, your thoughts of the direction and the future of Findlay City Schools?
Since the moment I got here, I actually started coming up to Findlay early winter last year, and I was impressed with the trajectory that this district was going. Total shout out to Krista Kreitz Miller, who was our interim superintendent for a year, who stepped up and led this theme of elevate and elevating everything that we do across the whole district. And the buy-in to that, the spirit around everything that we do, from academics to athletics to the performing arts, truly educating the whole child and embracing the whole child so they feel that sense of belonging, is really what has stood out to me.
What are the biggest challenges, not just for Findlay City Schools, but for public education as a, for education, especially public education, moving forward? I mean, in 2023, what are the biggest challenges? What are the things that make your job and the job of educators the most challenging?
You know, I mean, it would be easy to say, oh, the political divide and the pressures that we feel and those kind of things, but I think it's about partnering with our families, being transparent with everything that we do across our organization, because we are a public service mm-hmm. to these children. And I think the biggest challenge that we have all the time, and what wakes me up every morning with a lot of energy, is educating our kids. The number one thing we are here to do is all about the academic growth and achievement of every single student that comes into our halls.
It seems like every year there is a greater expectation of the schools in terms of what they are expected to teach the kids and the level of education, the variety of things. I mean, it's no longer just the three R's, the reading, writing, arithmetic. There's so much more and so much more involved in educating a child today.
Yeah, as there should be. And we welcome this. We are educating students for their future, not our past. You just referenced the three R's. Mm-hmm. We are trying to prepare students to flourish for anything that they want to do in life. And so to do that, the expectations are high, and yeah. We welcome that.